Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Tonight we're talking about healing the terrorist within. And this is a live call-in show, so I'm reminding any of you that are listening, if you'd like to react to anything I'm saying or talk about any other issues that are going on for you, dealing with mental health or relationship issues, whatever. The new toll-free number, which just got up and running this week, is 1-866-536-1100, 866-536-1100, and if you're in the local Phoenix area, it's 602-277-5369-277-KFNX. The first part of the show, I was talking about terrorism, something that's on the lips of most of us and in the minds of most of us, particularly for the last year. And like I said, I don't care what part of the world you're in or what religion you come from, we're talking about fundamentalists in every religion that take the core of the religion and bastardize it. They take the peaceful, loving essence, whether it's Judaism, Hinduism, Islam, Catholicism, or Christianity, the essence of all the world's religions, the major religions, teach peace and loving thy neighbor, treating them as you'd like to be treated. There is nothing in any of the major books that talk about God wanting us to murder one another. And yet how much murdering is going on in the name of religion, or the arrogance of individuals' belief systems, even if it's a non-religious one, that causes so much pain because of what it puts out there, what builds on people's fears. You know, even Dr. Laura, who's not a doctor in a medical sense or even in a psychological sense, you know, in her espousing her opinions about homosexuality and other things, comes on so strong that it causes damage. You know, when you speak in absolutes as if you're some authority, and you have the public airwaves or even a small group, it comes with a sense of responsibility that what you're teaching doesn't have that element of judgment that helps people connect to a greater level and a greater depth with their own divinity, their own sense of light and joy, so that they're living in that place, so that they're teaching their children about their own sense of innocence and the limitlessness of what's possible for them in the world. But instead, most of us are taught to be terrorists. And I say us, and I include myself in that, because all of us have taught and do teach and are taught how to develop our own internal terrorists. When I talk about that internal terrorist, I'm talking about we're taught to hate. We're taught to fear. We're taught how to be angry and how not to forgive. We're taught about what revenge looks like. This isn't something we're born with. I forgot which show it's from, but there's a very sweet, simple song that talks about, you know, children having to be taught to hate. We're taught all this. We're taught how to be terrorists. And so what happens is we aim that terrorism at ourselves. We hold ourselves back from being all we can be in the world in the highest sense of that word. We terrorize ourselves through our fear, through self-esteem messages that keep us knocked down. We terrorize ourselves by not living fully. We terrorize ourselves by telling us all the reasons why we're not good enough to be loved. why we can't have a healthy relationship. We terrorize ourselves by keeping our lives limited to just a fraction of what's possible. So think for a minute, if you're listening, think for a minute of what beliefs and thoughts you have that make you a terrorist, that create a sense of terror in your own life, that keeps you stuck on a job that you hate, or maybe even not even working, that keep you in relationships that are abusive, or maybe have difficulty finding a relationship altogether because of the beliefs you have, that you keep hearing authorities' voices, whether it's mom or dad or a teacher or a preacher or a rabbi, echoing in your head, telling you why you're so bad and what a sinner you are. This is terrorism. Terrorism that keeps echoing in our own minds. On the news yesterday here in Los Angeles, there was a group. Now, this amazed me, and this I was so thrilled to hear. So I'm going to keep you in suspense because I was just told we need to take a break. And what amazes me, you'll find out right after this break. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break. Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Bass Ale presents Ordering a Bass in a Crowded Bar with Napoleon Bonaparte.
The bar is surrounded. First, I engage the crowd on the near flank, pushing deep into their lines. Next, I capture a bar stool, taking a position close to the bass tap. Finally, I advance with a $10 bill, forming an alliance with the barkeep. I order a pint of bass. No, 2 pints of bass. One for the lovely mademoiselle next to me. Victory is at hand.
For a ruthless conqueror, Napoleon certainly had a soft spot for bass. So much so, he planned to build his own bass brewery in Paris. He failed miserably. Try as he may, he couldn't recreate the legendary taste of bass. Ultimately, it was the one prize Napoleon could not capture. For the rest of us, all you have to do is head down to your neighborhood bar and ask the bartender for a pint. It's that simple. No need to conquer Europe. Bass Ale. Step into the Red Triangle. Imported by Guinness Bass Import Company, Stamford, Connecticut. Enjoyed responsibly the world over.
Buying or owning a home is a huge responsibility. Between the buying process, remodeling, upkeep, and selling, it's easy to get overwhelmed. Allow me to help. I'm Kathleen Reinhardt, and I host The Mortgage People, Your House is Your Home, with my partner Michelle Swinnick every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. From realtors, contractors, and refinancing to interior design and entertaining, anything and everything that deals with you and your home.
That's The Mortgage People, Saturday mornings at 11, only on Hot Talk AM 1100 KFNX.
If you want to know more about how your pet thinks and what makes it behave the way it does, if you want your pet to work with you as a team member, then you need the Animal Coaching Newsletter. It's all about turning every animal into the perfect companion, and it covers all species. There's funny stories, there's tips and tricks to making life better for you and your pets. It comes with a very attractive 3-ring binder and 12 issues to put inside. The 12 issues, the binder, and all the shipping and handling costs are included, and one low price of just $38. MasterCard and Visa orders, call this toll-free number, 877-627-6227, and it's guaranteed. Don't like it? Just ask for your money back. Get started today learning more about the fascinating world of the animals and how they fit into the world of humans. Call 877-627-6227. That's 877-627-6227.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast.
All right, and a great Wednesday evening. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, hopefully cooling down to about 75 degrees. Most likely going to seem more like 80 degrees. Let's see, Thursday, the 12th, sunny skies, a high of 105 degrees. Look around the state right now, Flagstaff 54 degrees, Prescott 56, Tucson 79 degrees, and 83 right here at Phoenix.
This is Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX.